may want that here. He may not be able to hear you.
Tom, can you hear us?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay, good.
Okay. I'll call the special meeting of the College Council to order. Tom, for your benefit, I just got a call back from Bob Freeman. In fact, you cannot vote unless it's video, by video.
Okay, I'm not surprised by that.
Okay, so, all right. Thank you. I'd ask Stacy to call the roll of the members of the College Council, please.
Chairman O'Neill?
Here.
Mr. Callen?
Here.
Mr. Currier?
Here.
Ms. Morris?
Here.
Ms. O'Neill?
Here.
Mr. Sauter?
Here.
Mr. Charlow?
Here.
And Dr. Burke and Ms. Richards are not with us.
Okay. Thank you. Since we do have a quorum present, plus one member, Tom Sauter, on the phone, we do meet the requirement for a quorum. At this point, before I ask for a motion to move into executive session, I will read to you the reason for the executive session so it's very clear in the minutes. And it's from the open meetings law. Upon a majority vote of its total membership taken in an open meeting pursuant to a motion identifying the general area or areas of the subject or subjects to be considered, a public body may conduct an executive session for the below enumerated purposes only. Provided, however, that no action by formal vote shall be taken to appropriate public monies. Under that section, Section F, the medical, financial, credit, or employment history of a particular person or corporation, or matters leading to the appointment, employment, promotion, demotion, discipline, suspension, dismissal, or removal of a particular person or corporation. That is the reason that we're moving into executive session, and the chair will entertain a motion to do so.
So moved.
Moved by Roger Charlow. Seconded?
Second.
Seconded by Cicely Morris. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you very much. I would ask now all members other than the College Council members to please excuse us. Bernie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
This is Ron O'Neill, Chairman of the College Council.
Hi, Ronald.
Welcome to our meeting.
Thank you very much.
I will now at this point reconvene our meeting. We had met an executive session. I would ask the secretary to show that the minutes reflect that no action was taken in the executive session. At this point, I would ask for a motion to suspend the rules and dispense with the usual order of business, for example, approval of minutes and reports, as this is a special College Council meeting.
So moved.
So moved by Chloe-Ann O'Neill. Seconded?
Seconded.
Seconded by Dick Callen. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. One other thing for other people that were in the meeting earlier. Tom Sauter and Dr. Grace Burke are no longer on the teleconference. I also at this point would like to thank the College Council members for waiving the 7-day requirement for the notice of the meeting. And we have your signatures waiving that requirement. You have a copy of that. I want to thank you for that. Normally you have to require a 7-day notice for a College Council meeting. I will read a brief statement as chairman of the College Council, and that's the only comment I will make. At that point, we will move on to three resolutions that I'm going to ask the College Council to consider and hopefully adopt. And that will be all of the business that will be transacted during this meeting today. And this is my statement. And I'm reading it, and copies are available. So I will not be misquoted by anyone. Approximately 2 weeks ago, I received a call from a concerned individual who who alerted me to the fact that something might have occurred with reference to our president subsequent to two SUNY Central officials visiting our campus. I reached out to President Kennedy, who said that he was not at liberty to discuss what had transpired at that meeting. Rumors have been rampant, both on and off campus, ranging from the president being fired to being transferred to work for SUNY Central on a special project to the president of SUNY Potsdam running both campuses, as well as other rumors. Over the past few weeks, I have had numerous calls, emails, exchanges with top SUNY officials in an effort to get to the bottom of this. And unfortunately, I am not much clearer on SUNY Central's plans today. I owe you all an apology. The reason I have not brought the council in earlier is simply that SUNY Central, at every step of the way, asked me to keep this to myself and not to share it with anyone. In fact, they expressed on numerous occasions that it was not a good idea to call a council meeting, and in fact, they wanted me to cancel this one today. As a council, we need to be proactive advocates and not passive players. Our main concern is our students. We are mere weeks away from the beginning of a new semester, and it is unfair to have this cloud of uncertainty hanging over our campus that will affect everyone and everything. If there is a move to make those sort of changes under the guise of shared services, then we call on SUNY Central to conduct the process properly and openly in a formal study. On the other hand, as some would have me believe, there is nothing happening and nothing planned, then I will owe all of you, as well as the Chancellor, an apology, which I will be delighted to give. I sincerely hope that the Chancellor proves me wrong. I am not one who typically deals in rumors, but I also believe that sometimes where there's smoke, there is, in fact, a fire. Therefore, today, I'm asking you to consider three resolutions so that the College Council can be officially on record as opposing any changes to our campus leadership or administrative structure until and unless there is a full consultation with the council and all of the core constituencies and strongly supporting President Kennedy. The first draft that I asked you to consider is a draft more or less in supporting Dr. Kennedy, and I will read that to you. Can you hear me, Bernie?
Sure.
Good. Whereas Dr. Joseph L. Kennedy has been president of SUNY Canton for the past 18 years, and whereas under his able leadership, the SUNY Canton campus has experienced unprecedented growth academically, financially, and enrollment. And whereas Dr. Kennedy's tenure has been extraordinarily successful and he enjoys the support of various constituencies on the campus, and whereas Dr. Kennedy is student-centered, community-oriented, and whereas Dr. Kennedy's vision for SUNY Canton has resulted in, and these are just a few of his accomplishments, approximately 400 students living in Russia, Ukraine, and Bosnia taking online courses from the college, as well as through video, with more students expected from Guyana and Sri Lanka as well. The college's first faculty-led study abroad program being offered in summer 2012 to the Ukraine and future ones to Russia, Australia, Ecuador, and Guyana. 30 full-time international students planning to live on campus in the fall of 2011. Grants totaling $2.3 million in 2010 through 2011, including a National Science Foundation grant to support STEM program at regional schools and the federal TRIO grants for the student support services. The college offering the second largest number of online courses in SUNY with 307 approved courses. 21 bachelor's degrees now being offered, with 8 of them being offered completely online. Winter term growing from 2 courses in 1999 to almost 400 in 2011. And the summer session growing from 90 enrollments in 2002 to 1,400 in 2011. The college's Small Business Development Center counseling to 189 small business owners and startup companies totaling nearly $4 million in 2010 through 2011. 92% of the high-risk students meeting re-registration requirements after their first semester, and 91% meeting re-registration requirements after their second semester through a block schedule format called Be Proud. The college being a leader in and delivering college courses in synchronously to up to 11 St. Lawrence High School students and college embarking on a new project with Hewelton Central School, where all 46 seniors will be taking 6 English credit courses during the 2011-2012 academic year. The college receiving a New York State Smart Scholars Grant, which will allow high school students in Ogdensburg and Messina to receive 12 college credit prior to graduation. The campus has begun a new wellness program, which includes the goal of being a tobacco-free campus. Receiving an approval for a new bachelor's degree in alternate and renewable energy systems, which helped to secure NYSERDA funding from BPI Training, a grant for construction of an anaerobic digester, funding for energy efficiency upgrades, and funding for a pressure house. The campus completing an energy program, which includes reduced dependence on fossil fuels, energy upgrades, reduced energy consumption, renewable energy projects, and promotion of recycling and energy usage awareness among faculty, staff, and students. A slated construction date of 2012 for a wind turbine on campus. The construction of the $46 million Ruse House, which contains convocation, an athletic, and a recreation center. And the new $27 million Grass River Heritage Residence Hall. The college community being very active within the local community, serving approximately 300 veterans, receiving military-friendly campus status for 2 years in a row, which has initiated the college's first Military Advisory Committee. Power sports courses being offered on Fort Drum Post in the fall and other courses in the spring of 2012. Offering college courses on the Akwesasne Mohawk Indian Reservation. Resolved that the SUNY Canton College Council strongly opposes any efforts to transfer Dr. Joseph L. Kennedy away from our campus, and be it further resolved that copies of this resolution be forwarded to the offices of the SUNY Chancellor, the SUNY Provost, the chairs and ranking minority members of the State Senate and the Assembly for Higher Education Committees, the chair and members of the SUNY Board of Trustees, State Senator Joseph Whipple and Patricia Ritchie, Assembly members Eddie Russell and Kenneth Blackenbush, and others that the College Council and the College Council chairman and members deem appropriate. The chair will entertain a motion for approval. Okay. Moved by Colanne O'Neill. Second. Second by Tim Currier. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you very much. Our next draft I will read to you Whereas at the urging of the Chancellor, the State University Board of Trustees adopted a resolution authorizing the Chancellor to direct state-operated institutions to partner on a sector, regional, or mission basis to identify and implement plans to share administrative functions now performed individually by each campus. And whereas the SUNY Canton College Council applauds the trustees' stated intent to improve academic quality at our campuses and minimizing costs for administrative functions to allow for enhanced spending on our instruction, and student services. And whereas SUNY Canton has been and continues to be at the forefront of innovation and has long been an active participant and leader in Associate Colleges Initiative, which brings together the two state-operated campuses here in St. Lawrence County, along with the two private institutions, with a long history of collaboration and sharing resources. And resolved that the SUNY Canton College Council requests the Chancellor and the Board of Trustees create and charge a formal committee, including the core constituencies on the campuses of SUNY Canton and SUNY Potsdam, to undertake a one-year study to determine how mutual goals of improving efficiency, generating cost savings, building capacity, increasing resources available to our core academic and student service missions through shared services with respect to administrative functions, procurement opportunities, and realignment of academic program offerings that can be achieved on these two campuses. And be it further resolved that SUNY Canton College Council requests that no changes be made to our campus leadership and or administration take place until the completion of the study and after with full consultation with college councils and other core constituencies occur. And be it further resolved that copies of this resolution be forwarded to the offices of SUNY Chancellor, the SUNY Provost, the chairs and ranking minority members of the State Senate, the Assembly Higher Education Committees, chair and members of the SUNY Board of Trustees, the President and College Council at SUNY Potsdam, State Senators Joseph Griffo, Senator Patricia Ritchie, Assembly Members Addie Russell, State Assemblyman Kenneth Blankenbush, and others that the College Council Chairman and members deem appropriate. Chair will entertain a motion to adopt. Moved by Dick Callen, second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you very much. And one last resolution I would ask you to consider. Resolved that the SUNY Canton College Council hereby authorizes and directs College Council Chairman Ronald M. O'Neill to file a formal Freedom of Information Law request on behalf with the appropriate authorities at the SUNY Central, and be it further resolved that the College Council is requesting copies of any and all meeting minutes, resolutions, emails, memos, documents, studies, financial documents, reports, and any other materials relative to the discussion and decisions made by SUNY Central, regardless of the originator or recipients, regarding SUNY Canton and shared services, shared administration, consolidation, mergers, and changes to the presidency on this campus from January 1st, 2011 to date. Again, entertain a motion.
So moved.
Moved by Tim Currier, second. By Colleen O'Neill. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. I thank you all very much for coming this afternoon for such short notice, and I appreciate your participation today. With that, the chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Colleen.
Second.
Second by Cicely Morris. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you. Thank you.